International conventions on terrorism have addressed specific threats to civil aviation, security on the seas, and nuclear weapons. But Monday's resolution, which aims to better secure the increasingly complex network of services and public spaces in the world's cities, is the first to address the threat of terrorism to infrastructure as a whole. Ms. Viotti, Chief of Staff to the Secretary-General, praised the Security Council for focusing on the problem at a time when terrorist attacks have become more numerous and threatening across the world.
The transnational nature of terrorism requires a coordinated response of all states and actors of the international community. However, we need to admit that international counterterrorism cooperation has been limited, especially in the area of critical infrastructure. Strategically, this means that the international community needs to unite and be more creative, proactive, and effective, including through the development of strong public-private partnerships.
She said key steps needed to be taken, including mapping vulnerabilities in critical infrastructure, better information sharing before and during terror attacks, and more effective risk prevention and emergency planning. Jürgen Stock, Secretary-General of the International Crime-Fighting Agency Interpol, addressed council members via video link and outlined some of the advanced and evolving terrorist tactics that governments and agencies need to prepare for. Possible attacks using technology unheard of just a few years ago, such as drones, was a real possibility, he warned.
Portable unmanned aerial systems with explosive payloads could be honed for use in our city streets and against key facilities. So how can we protect the vital organs of our life support system against these ever-adapting threat? The short answer, by getting all relevant actors able to prepare, prevent, and respond to such attacks.
He added that information sharing between governments had drastically improved, describing the Security Council's call for greater cooperation a watershed. Several specialist agencies briefed the Council, including the Organisation for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW. Deputy Chief Hamid Ali Rao said that the worldwide chemical industry understood its responsibility to try and keep dangerous substances out of terrorist hands. He added that OPCW had created a new response team, which any member state could call on in the event of an attack.
A Rapid Response and Assistance Mission, or RAM as we call it, has been established at OPCW headquarters to deploy at short notice to any state party affected by a chemical incident of alleged use of toxic chemicals by a non-state actor.
The resolution requires the UN Counterterrorism Committee to provide an update on progress in a year's time. Matthew Wells, United Nations.